Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth? My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about facing off with our feelings, and this has to do with how to have a healthy body image. I am so excited to share with you today that it's official that you can now get my new book, Face Off with Your Feelings, on Amazon, on my website. The stickers are now available in bundles, and you can buy it also on my website. I still only ship right now currently in the US as far as the stickers, but you can get the book now in any country or state that you are in. And this book has definitely been a labor of love. I know I've been talking about it for a long time, but really one of the questions that I want to ask you and that it really boils down to is, how free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? This is something that I have been passionate about because if you're anything like me, maybe you've let your emotions kind of take the wheel and you don't know what is true or what is a lie. Maybe you've heard people say, you just need to renew your mind and change your thoughts, but you don't really know how to do that. Maybe you just feel too busy to slow down. Maybe you believe you're not worth the time, the effort, or the fight. Maybe you feel so overwhelmed that you just don't even know where to start. I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed with hearing the phrase, renew your mind, take your thoughts captive. But this book is really about a step by step to heal the tender places of our soul. And this book really teaches you how worthy you are of love and healing because of the good Father in heaven. So go ahead, head to jessicahoddle.com, pick up your copy today, because everything in this series and even moving forward, I cannot wait for you to hear the series coming in the new year. But really, God wants you well, and your feelings matter because you matter to God. So go pick up your copy, buy one for a friend. Just know that every single time you buy a book or that somebody buys a book, 15% of the proceeds goes to the Acervo Project, which is a local organization here that fights human trafficking. And I've met with the owner and his wife personally. So this project is definitely something that's very important to me. And I think it's important that sometimes the readers or the people that you support also give back to other organizations. And so 15% of each book sale goes back to the Acervo Project, and you can also look them up, and I will include the link in the show notes below. Okay, let's go ahead and get to today's topic. And the three main things that we're going to talk about today is this. One, where does being unhappy with your body come from? Number two, what does body image issues cause? Number three, what is a negative body image and a positive body image? And then we're going to talk about how to have a healthy body image. If you've been around for any length of time, or maybe this is your first episode, welcome. Something that is important to me when teaching or doing these episodes is that we lay a foundation first. That's why we're answering those questions. We need to understand, why are we doing what we're doing? We can't continue to change the fruit without ever addressing the root. Where does being unhappy with our body come from? There's three things I want to share from this. Number one, from the fall, from Adam and Eve. We were exposed. They were exposed and they got a new set of eyes. They didn't know they were naked until she ate the apple and Adam ate the apple. And I think it's important that they got a new set of eyes. They hid in shame. They now were aware that they were naked. So I think there's this attack and there's this fight against your body, one, because of the fall, but two, because the Holy Spirit, now God dwells inside of you, the temple, which is your body. So of course there's going to be attacks. Of course there's going to be thoughts that come in from the enemy that make us unhappy with our body. Number two, comparing. Our unhappiness with our body comes from comparing, which is really just a distorted view of a good body versus a bad body. 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with someone who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. And I love the second sentence in this scripture. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. When we go into comparison, we become not wise. There's different translation that calls us fools. It's not to shame us or put us in a corner. It's the reality that comparison is not healthy for our hearts. And I know that you know that. We talk about it often when we think of body image because we're comparing what a good body is versus a bad body to what society deems as good and bad. The third thing of where our unhappiness comes from with our body is that it doesn't do what we want it to do. We believe that effort should equal our results. Whatever you eat or don't eat, whatever workout you do, whatever workout you don't do, you kind of go into this performance-based view. I want my effort to equal my results. And when it doesn't, you become unhappy with your body, you become frustrated with your body, and you almost make your body the enemy. What does body image issues cause? Number one, we may experience tension in relationships, not wanting to do specific things like swimming or wearing shorts. Okay, I think we need to be honest with ourselves. We know that we do this. We would rather say no to an event or a family gathering or friends going out because, well, the way our body looks, it doesn't look like hers, or it doesn't look like your best friends or somebody in your families. Or maybe you want to go swimming. I mean, let's be honest, even going in a dressing room, trying on a bathing suit, the lighting in there is never good. And you're just thinking to yourself, why am I even doing this? We allow things like the bathing suit, wearing the shorts to hinder us from having fun and really experiencing joy in our relationships. So body image issues cause tension in relationships. Number two, we create an unhealthy view of food. When we think about body image, we really think about this idea of an unhealthy view of food. Man, I had so many unhealthy views of food, mainly because of diet culture. I believed I couldn't have a banana because it had too many carbs or had too many sugars. Stay away from fruit. Stay away from carbs. Don't have fat. You need more fat. You need more protein. I think we can all agree that there are so many quote unquote rules that come with this industry. And we start to label food as good. We start to label food as bad. And when we do that, we start to cut so many things out of our diet, or we become afraid to eat them. I call it food fear. We become afraid to eat them because of the consequence that it could cause our body. And what happens is when we start to not eat those foods, we actually want them more because we tell ourselves that we're never going to eat that. We're never going to do that again. And when we do that, and then we see it and we're around it, we want more of it. So when we think about body image issues, we can also correlate that even with food. And I'll never forget, I was just talking to my husband last night about this when he made the comment, "Pretty soon, Jess, you're not going to have anything else to eat." And that was a pivotal moment for me because he was right. I wouldn't eat eggs. I wouldn't eat dairy. I wouldn't eat gluten. I wouldn't eat fruit. There were so many things I started to cut out of my diet and the way I was eating, and it was affecting the way that I was looking at my body. I was angry at my body. I was frustrated with my body. And I want to make sure that you know your body is not the enemy and food is not the enemy. So let's talk about what is a negative body image and what is a positive body image. I have a couple comparisons. So the first one is negative. We might say something like, "My body will always be this way." A positive to that, "I'm thankful where my body is and how it's healing." A negative, "My body is gross and disgusting." How many of us have ever said that about ourselves? I know I can raise my hand. Positive to that, "I'm thankful I get to choose to nourish my body and take care of it." Negative, my body is against me. Positive, I'm thankful Christ is in me and I in him. He is not against me and neither is my body. Took me a while to learn this, but the way that I spoke about my body affected how I showed up in my body. It affected every mirror that I passed. It affected how I thought I looked in jeans and in clothes, especially when I went through an intense healing season for about 3 years where I gained weight, my clothes just didn't fit right, I went up in size. I just want to remind you that it doesn't matter what your definition of quote unquote small is, or that you've gained weight or lost weight, or whatever you think a body image should look like or a body should look like. Everyone is going to wrestle with negative and positive views of their body. And that is always an invitation from the Lord for us to be able to heal. Heal the way we see our bodies, heal the way we treat our bodies, and really begin to address the root of the issue. So how do we really have then a healthy body image? I'll never forget, last year, I walked into our local sporting goods store and I needed some new workout pants. I have had the same workout pants, I swear, since I taught classes, and it was over 10 years ago. Well, the first time I taught classes, it's been about 6 years since I've taught, but I just needed some new workout clothes. And I picked up the size that I thought I was. I walk over, try them on, get into the dressing room. And I do kind of the dance, you know, women, I know that you hear me with the dance. It's you kind of wiggle, you shake a little bit, you shimmy it up, you pull them up. And well, I didn't get to shake and shimmy too long because they did not really go up past my thighs. And I was like, okay, well, maybe the clothing industry just changed sizes. Maybe the size that I had was not the size that I'm used to, or maybe they just changed how they made them. But really, my mind went to, oh my gosh, what have I done? I've gained this weight. My thighs are bigger. This size doesn't fit me. I almost immediately wanted to go into the extreme. I need to start working out more. I need to stop eating XYZ. This is terrible. I had a moment lapse of that fear, that fright, that going into the extreme, which is kind of my nature sometimes that I have to reel back in. I spent the rest of the time in the store while my husband looked around and did his thing, fighting in my head. Jess, what does this really mean about you? The size in reality. I was having to disconnect from the reality and my feelings. The reality was nothing about the size indicated who I was, but my feelings were attached to, Jess, you've let yourself go. What is wrong with you? I can't believe you've done this. How could you do this? Again, I don't think it matters the size of your body or the shape of your body. These thoughts are going to come for you. I walked out of the store that day with the bigger size pants, and the reality of this, I went through 3 years of intense healing. And before that, I lived a life of exhaustion and hustling and being tired all the time and snapping at people. And I'm on the other side. And I might be bigger than I was, and the scale might tell me that, but the fruit of that, of where I am, I wouldn't trade it for a smaller number. And I think it's important. Yes. I mean, I'm not just going out eating whatever I want and not moving my body or anything like that. And I'm not vouching for that or telling you to do the same. We still want to steward our bodies well, of course. But I am where I am with energy. I sleep. I'm not snapping at everybody. I've walked through an intense emotional healing journey. But I think the first thing when it comes to being healthy and having a healthy body image is this. We have to know the image we bear. We're image bearers of Christ. Therefore, a proper relationship with ourselves starts with a proper relationship with God. I know that may not be the answer you want, but it's the answer we need. Maybe you're hoping that I give you a formula where you can just plug and play. But the reality is that the three things I'm going to share with you are the things that deal with our heart. We don't bear the image of the world. Therefore, we don't live by its definitions or ideals. That means what we believe to be a healthy body, which is usually equated to just being thin, does not equal the same way that the kingdom or the way that God would see it. We don't live in this world, but we're a part of it. We do not have to live by the world's definitions or ideals. Galatians 3, 27 through 28 says this, "For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." One, I love that he's talking about community as well. But two, I love that it's about our identity. It's about who we are in Christ, not the labels that the world gives us. Number two, we need to heal from the words spoken to us and heal through the physical things that may have been done to our bodies. Much of our distorted body image comes from our pain and who spoke to us or the things done to our bodies. Maybe your mom has told you that you need to go on a diet. Maybe you've been on Weight Watchers since you were a kid. Maybe you were in high school and you got bullied, or you never look like other people or other girls or whoever. And maybe you began to create this own version of what you thought was good and what you thought was bad. But I think it's important that we begin to heal from these words. We begin to heal from the physical things, which I know sounds so heavy because it is heavy. But these are things that we cannot ignore because one, we are an image bearer of Christ and everything flows from our identity, not to it. Two, healing from the words and the things done to you, it frees you and it makes you feel lighter in your body. Because here's the reality. When the fall happened, they got a new set of eyes, right? Now they knew that they were in shame. They lived in that. They wanted to hide. But now that we are born again with Jesus, we now have a new set of eyes. We are no longer a slave to sin. We are a slave to righteousness. We now get a new set of eyes. Number three, no, it's not about performance. When it comes to a healthy body image, I think we're just looking at how much can I do? It's not about how much you do to obtain the quote unquote word of healthy. It's about how you see yourself as a daughter of the King, AKA our heart posture. I talk a lot about this in my book, Face Off with Your Feelings, how we often try to address the fruit of something without ever addressing the root. So maybe you have an unhealthy body image. Therefore, you might try to change how you view your body through what you do, meaning you are going to go out and do the juice cleanse. You're going to do the detox. You're going to eat all these foods. You're going to eat 1200 calories or less. You're going to, you know, go to the extremes of working out or go to the extremes of fasting. You're going to try all these things to get to that healthy body image. Meaning if you lost the weight or your body looked a certain way, then and only then would you enjoy being in your body. We've made it about performance. All of that is just the fruit. It's the external trying to change the internal. And it might last for a moment, but it's not until we change the internal does the external change. Sometimes we are just more concerned with finding the right diet or workout than we are with our healing and our relationship with God. My church is going through a relationship university, and I love how Rick McFarland said this: God never called you to live the Christian life by willpower, but by the power and by putting your faith in the life of Jesus on the inside of you. He's the vine, you're the branch, and you draw upon him. John 15, 4 through 5. abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Let me say that one more time. God never called you to live the Christian life by willpower. Meaning, I just got to strive. I got to white knuckle. I just got to make it about my performance. What more can I do? What less can I do to get a desired outcome? It's about staying connected to the vine. It's about healing. It's about going back to identity and restoring our relationship with God. It's about recognizing who we believe God to be. This is something I also go into in my new book, Face Off With Your Feelings. I talk about the identity effect. I go a deep dive into what is our identity, where does it come from, and how do we actually begin to process and work through that. Today's topic is probably something that you're not used to hearing when it comes to body image, and I'm okay with that. I don't want to just give you another diet, another workout. I want to give you spirit, soul, and body, meaning I want you to address your spirit, I want you to address your soul, and I want you to address your body. But it all starts with spirit. It starts being that image bearer of Christ. If you feel overwhelmed by your feelings, go pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. I know it's kind of a shameless plug, but here's the reality. We do not have to live as a victim. We don't have to live as though God just is punishing us. These are lies. They are lies from the enemy that keep us from healing and keep us from having relationships that are healthy, ones of communication and understanding. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for hitting follow in the top right hand of the podcast. And most importantly, thanks for sharing. I appreciate it so much when you guys come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle and you message me and you let me know what this episode meant to you or how it challenged you. So one, you can pick up my book at jessicahoddle.com, but two, also, come hang out with me on Instagram. I want to know, how did this episode speak to your heart? So come send me a DM, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Until next time, don't forget, the same grace that saved you will change you. And with that, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.